and gentlemen, welcome to the Just for Funny live podcast experience. A little housekeeping just before we get started. Photographs are great. They're okay, actually. They're even encouraged. Social media helps our little podcast as much as it helps you look like you have a full and interesting existence. Feel free to get up and go a drink, but be mindful we are recording. Heckling. Guys, I know you feel like you want to be joining the fun, but remember there's a reason that you're the audience. And we're on stage. We've put a lot of thought into this. It takes a lot of thought to want to disappoint your parents this much. So, just enjoy the show. Now, if you could, put your hands together and please welcome to the stage, Matt Harvey. Doing my own intro from backstage. Because we'll have a professional system set up. We good? Yes, great. Just want to see where we're at. Good is good. Cool, I'm going to kick us off. So, for anyone who's not aware, which is probably not many of you, about me, a little bit. I found out through a series of increasingly intrusive and invasive questions that I am both a bastard and an accident. Right? Now, you couple that with the fact that I am a middle child, it does make me the triple threat of anxiety, which is it's clearly how I ended up here. None less love, none enough attention. And look, I prefer to think that my parents, it's not that they were young and reckless once, it's just that they were having a really good time, you know? Because you'll never find out, but nobody wants to know that they were the product of lackluster sex. Right? Because it's just a disappointing... logistically, there's 7 billion people on the planet. Some of us are products of lackluster sex. And this makes sense to me because it explains a bit about people, certain human beings like train spotters, stamp collectors, bird watchers. It's like from boredom they were born, and so boring they did remain for the rest of their days. Cool. It's a good start. Now that we're all friends, I feel like I can open up to you a bit more. I have a thought that I've been running through my mind, and I'm going to run past you, and hopefully we're all on board. So, clearly our criminal justice system is a bit broken, right? Some problems with the criminal justice system. I came up with what I think is because it's built on cruel, not implementing cruel and unusual punishment, right? We don't want to be cruel. I'm not up here to advocate for cruelty. I'm not saying that we should be cruel, but we could be a little bit unusual. Yeah? Have a bit of fun with the criminal justice system? Fuck it, they deserve it. Maybe, I don't know, we'll find out. Apparently you guys aren't on board with that. So this is what I came up with. This is a thought that I had. I feel like the mullet shouldn't be a haircut that you can choose. It should be a punishment. Right? It's sort of like, yeah. Feels like it, yes. Because, think about it, the mullet is a strong social indicator, right? You sort of walk in, if I walked in tonight and saw a dude at the bar with a mullet, I just know in my heart that I was going to get glass today. And that's important to know. I need to assess danger in my surroundings. It's sort of like, the mullet is sort of like the Megan's Law of haircuts. It's all right. That never lands, and I have a separate analogy for you. But one day someone's going to go home and look up Megan's Law and go, oh, that's genius. So it's sort of like wearing an Ed Hardy t-shirt or prison tattoos. It just lets everybody in the room know what sort of asshole you are. You know, it's important. It's important for me to assess that when I come in. I'm a beta male. I don't have strength, right? I can't defend myself. I might need to flee suddenly. This is fun. And think about it, because the mullet, I think we've had our time with the mullet. It's fashion is cyclical, right? And we've passed the 80s revival, and the mullet didn't return. We all got together, we had a meeting, and we were like, no, you know what you did, mullet. You don't get to come back. And so because of that, I feel like it would be an effective punishment. It's sort of like these kids, because fashion's quite important to them, you know, they probably think twice about doing a couple of things. If they knew at the end of their time they were going to be sat down and sentenced to like 600 hours mullet. Yeah? Cool. You guys are nice and warm. So I'm going to welcome to the stage my co-host for this podcast, a man I've been friends with for a very long time, Mr. Marty Adler. Bring him up. Make him feel loved, because I don't.
Well, yeah.
Oh, references from 2002. Keeping it fresh.
Back when I had a mind.
Keeping it fresh. This is why.
That's what I do.
You're my co-host.
Just to keep you fresh?
Yeah, no, to put me in perspective. Cool.
Yeah, if I suck really bad, it's like, how good's bad?
Yeah. It keeps, it's sort of like the fat friend, the ugly friend.
Yeah, that's me.
The one that floats around. Yeah, fun. Cool.
The so straight man.
I was going to say, when we booked this night, back in October, whenever it is that the festival registration's open, we forgot that it was going to be Easter. So thanks, guys.
We did.
You're the best.
We did.
Fuck your families. Yes.
Life choices.
It's all the choices that I've made. I expect anyone choices. Who's in my audience will make the same life choices as me. They're like, family? No, fuck those guys. I came up, because when I realized it was Easter, I put together some fun facts for us to chat about. We had a little chat up front, and then we started bringing some comedians up. In case anyone's not sure, so the structure of the show is sort of loose. We haven't done a live version of it yet. But we're going to bring up on stage a little bit later. I've got a couple of comedians for you guys to enjoy. They're going to do some sets. We'll have a bit of a chat with them. And all of the guys that we bring up for all of the run of the show, most of them are doing shows themselves, and they're all comedians that we think you should go and support. So if you get on it, go see them. They're all really funny, or else we wouldn't put your laughter in their hands. Like, we can't trust ourselves. We've got to rely on these other people. And we've picked well.
We're just dealers. We're dealers.
Essentially, we're the joke dealers, and these guys are our crack. So get hooked.
Cool. Has anyone heard the podcast? Who hasn't heard the podcast?
You say anyone.
And when I mean has anyone, I mean even including me and you. Have we heard the podcast?
I'm there when they record it.
I don't know. I see you put stuff up, but I don't really pay attention. But if you haven't heard the podcast, basically it's me and Matt. We chat up top, and then we play clips from comedians in a, hey, have you heard this guy kind of way? And this is the live version of that. So when they come up here, we're going to be like, hey, have you heard this guy? And then they're going to do it live, and then we're going to chat about them like they're not there. Like, that was all right, I guess.
Yeah. And for added humiliation, we sit them just in between us, turn our back to them, and talk about them as though they're not here.
I like these earlier stuff better. Yeah. It's really just
right down from here.
So then we're doing a live version of that.
Cool. So we have some fun facts about Easter.
Did you say, let's hear some fun facts about Easter?
Yeah.
Yes! Are we excited?
No one is. There's some fun stuff. I did a little bit of research. I found some stuff up. So Easter eggs were once used as birth certificates in the 19th century. That was a legitimate form of ID. They would paint your name and your date of birth on an egg, and you would carry it around with you, and you present that egg. Yeah, that's me, because that can't be forged at all.
That's awesome.
It's a flawless system.
What are you talking about? What was
the 19th century. It's like,
that's way too late for it to be.
Yeah, right. It's way too late in the game. This was like,
wow,
post Shakespeare, maybe. Like,
sorry, guys, we're going to have to check your eggs on the way in.
Yeah. I assume anyone who rocked up with a brown egg was probably sent into a different room.
or just not back.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't that kind of place, man.
Not no shoes, mate.
Not in that egg cup. I don't know. I was trying to think of something that sits at the bottom of an egg.
It's cumbersome. It's just dragging everyone down.
That's what I'm here to do. We established it.
So we got the Easter eggs and the Easter bunny, which have come out of various traditions. It's all sort of been meshed together because they're both symbols of fertility. That's why we use them both, in case anyone didn't know. So obviously the egg represents the cycle of birth and death and rebirth, and there we go. And exchanging eggs goes all the way back to the Egyptians, so they're your people.
Yeah.
We can thank you for that.
We still do it. Sometimes my mother will go to the neighbors and be like, can I borrow eggs?
Yeah, yeah. Look, that's fair.
And I'll be like, oh, it's okay, it's because we're Egyptian, it's an old custom.
It's just,
but also we're making omelets.
And so the Christians, as they do, took all the traditions and they stepped on a couple of like pagan holidays. So they're like, no, that's not, it's not pagan, it's ours. We'll do that.
That's just smart promotion. you have something on when something else big is happening. You get some off after that. That's good promotion.
Yeah, maybe. Or you just lose. I mean, they won, but
it's good promotion. That's what it says. It's good promotion.
The main reason they kept the egg as their symbol, because it came sort of, it's probably dropped away now, but it came to sort of represent the egg was the cave, Jesus, the cave that Jesus went into. Okay. So essentially,
the tomb. Yeah.
Hmm?
The tomb.
The cave, the tomb. Yeah. Yeah. So essentially, that makes Jesus like a kinder surprise. Covered over after a couple of days. Now he comes. Just you have to put him back together. I don't know.
Not of a bushka, however.
No.
Just a trail of smaller Jesus. Just tiny Jesus.
I'd pay to see tiny Jesus.
I would pay to see tiny Jesus. I was amazing.
Just like fading into the background. Just a line, like a ducklings of Jesus.
Just following me, Jesus.
Fuck. That's all I've got.
That's all I've got.
That's everything I've got for you.
You didn't have a tie five on eggs?
Next year. Next comedy festival, we'll do it.
Like next year.
I'll do an hour on eggs for you guys.
Should be a cracker. That's ridiculous. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Who are we bringing up? Thank you.
No, we'll all get into it. We'll bring up our first guest.
That was the worst yoke I've had. Hey, get down. Stop it. This is horrible. Come on. Anyway.
How many more do you
He's
think
trying to have a nice... No, I don't have any more.
You sure?
Yeah, I am. I mean, like, throughout the night, I'll just think of it. I'm just saving some. Yeah. I don't have any. No.
Bacon in an omelette. Yeah. Sorry, they didn't catch that. We're going to welcome to the stage our first comedian. She's a great comic. I've seen her around town a lot. I really enjoy her work. She's done a show in the festival, as I've already mentioned. And so welcome her to the stage. Make her feel really welcome, Miss Daisy Berry. Keep clapping, fuckers.
Do I do jokes now? I do, don't I? First, can you please come to my comedy show? Your laugh is the best. It's the best. I'm not sure. It's in a bar. I don't know if you're 18, but just make your parents bring you, or I don't know. I'll make you a fake ID or something. We'll sort it out. Just come, please. Jesus, I just want everyone in the universe to be like you. Just the whole population. It's amazing. How you doing? How you doing, guys? You good? You good? Sick? Just hanging out in a function room at Luna Park? What the fuck is happening? What is happening right now? I don't know if you've picked up already, but I was a bit of a special child, guys, and I don't mean like special like genius kid, I mean like special like eating the paste kind of a kid. Except I didn't eat paste, so I ate Play-Doh. Did anyone else here eat Play-Doh? Come on, dudes. Who didn't eat Play-Doh? Because you are missing out. Like, if this wasn't a podcast, I'd be like, let's fuck this off and I'll go eat some Play-Doh together. stand around making like really adult excuses for doing so. Just be like, oh, my iodine levels were low and I just needed the salt. It's my adult voice, for those of you that haven't heard it. I hadn't heard it. It's weird. I wasn't special just for that reason, though, believe it or not. I was special because I legitimately, for a while there, believed that my mum was the Virgin Mary. I don't mean, like, the one in the Bible, right? Because her name's Mary and my mum's name is Kim. Like, I'm not stupid, Luna Park. But I did kind of look at that whole situation of her having a baby without sex thing, and I was kind of like, so what? My mum did it. Should I hear that my dad's not on my birth certificate? So I just looked at this bit of paper and I was like, oh, cool. She just like willed herself pregnant. It's like that book, The Secret. You just got to want to be rich and successful and it'll just happen. Guys, it'll happen. But I grew up and I realised that my dad's a fuckhead. That's why he's not on my birth certificate. And that's fine. Like, totally cool. But I've just naturally ever since compared myself to Jesus. as you do. Don't get me wrong, guys, like, he wins. He wins at life. Like, I've not cured any illnesses lately or walked on water. Like, I can barely swim, but I've got him on a couple, dudes, can I just say? Like, I can turn water into wine. You just need a magical thing called money. You can do it here. You just take your water to the bar. You say, I don't want this anymore, thanks. It's really lame. Can I have some wine, please? And then you give them $10, like, I'm fucking owning you, Jesus, can I just say? Also, I've got more apostles than him, like 12 friends. That's not a lot of friends. I've got 693, according to Facebook. Like, I'm owning the J-man, is all I'm saying. I have a point to this, believe it or not, is if you value people purely based on popularity, which I highly recommend that you do, but I'm better than Jesus, guys! Oh! Yes! Just opening the show, my massive ego, you're welcome. I quit drinking a little while ago, like for a little while, and then I went to Adelaide and I gave up because fuck me, Adelaide is a weird place, but don't go there, like, please. But I gave it a good go for a while there, and people just kept asking me, like, why I'd stopped drinking, and that's a very good question. But generally my answer was because alcohol makes me depressed, fat, and poor, so I thought, like, I'll just give it a break for a while, you know? Which, if you ever quit, very young-looking people, I can't talk because I look like a child. I fully get this. But, like, if you ever do quit, if you ever start, if you quit, then look at you guys, this is amazing. I'm like, I've never done a gig to people that look younger than me, ever, like ever. Usually like middle-aged grown-ups, like, why is there a lesbian child on stage? Like, just doing comedy, guys. But this is great. But if you ever quit, it's a really good answer. Not a joke, just advice. Like, because they generally don't have a comeback to that. It's pretty sick. But it's... Look, the hardest part of quitting drinking, I've got to say, is actually realising how boring your friends are. Oh, my God. They're the worst. Like, Australia Day, I just wanted to die, right? Like, I just sat there surrounded by all these drunk idiots just wanting to kill myself. And then I realised that I'm depressed even without alcohol. Waste of my time. So great. I'm trying to become, like, a more positive person. But I'm also, like, really lazy. So all I've done to ensure this is I've written a list of things that make me look on the brighter side of life, okay? Here we go. Strap yourselves in for some positivity, guys. Okay, here we go. I really like putting hot things on a person in the newspaper's face. Turns out it's 10 times more satisfying than drawing a dick or a mustache. Get around this, right? You just flick through till you find some dickhead. Sometimes you don't even have to open the paper and you just get a kettle and then you just like fucking bam, like right on their face. Hobbies for life, Luna Park. I really like slamming the door in someone's face, like not the actual slam itself because loud noises freak me out, but just like that moment of sheer terror on the other person's face right before the door gets them. makes me feel so powerful. Oh my God. I love when you see someone get on the train and they make it through the doors like just in time, and then they've got to pretend like they planned that whole thing and strut a little bit, but you know like 30 seconds beforehand they were freaking the fuck out. I really like being right. Thought I'd put it on my list. I love beating a kid in a race. Oh my God. It's the best, right? Might have figured out I'm not a fast person by any means, but you put me next to a four-year-old, I'm a fucking machine, right? Unless they have ADD, then they usually win. I really like feeding gluten to gluten-free people. It's so good. I work in a cafe. It's not weird. I don't just have like bags of gluten lying around my house. Just like spoon feed it to them while they cry, right? Like it's because I don't know what gluten looks like. Otherwise, I would definitely do that. Last thing on my list is I really like being checked out when I'm with my mum. Like I'm all being checked out in general. Like you guys can go for it right now. There's lights. You're facing the right direction. I feel like you're underage, so maybe you shouldn't, but like, but I feel like if you get checked out when you're with your parents, right, like that person's appreciating the current you and the future you. It's commitment right there, isn't it? That's all I wanted to do because you guys have to come to my comedy festival show and I'll run out of jokes, so please come. There he is.
Jesus Barry, I love it. Jesus jokes.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about Jesus. I love him, the J-man.
Well, that's very Jesus-like of you, because he apparently isn't all for your people.
He's not all for my people.
You need a mic voice.
Oh, sorry.
Use your
microphone
voice.
But you do the podcast, we don't even have
a mic. Stick that's in your hand, that thing. Look, but I feel like if he was alive these days, he'd meet us and he'd be like, "You gays are cool, man. Married and make some babies." Can I just say, Matt was telling me before, that like people have their weddings here, like in this room. I was like, "Are you serious? Like the gays aren't allowed to get married, but the straighties are like, let's get married at Luna Park. Like, sort yourselves out."
And you enter through a big mouth. They really should be.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
No, please. Where were you going with that? Finish that thought. Finish it. He's just pointing a lot for those listening at home.
Just say.
He's pointing a lot fearfully. There's fear in his eyes.
Looks terrified of giant mouths.
I peaked with the egg jokes, so I'm done for the evening. You need nothing more from me.
Mic drop and he's gone.
That's more than you've got for me the whole podcast we've been doing.
So you've peaked. I'm good. I'm very good. How are you? Riveting stuff going on here, guys.
You haven't started your show yet.
No, I start on the 5th of April at the Highlander Bar, which is near the aquarium, for those of you kids that go there all the time. And
on excursion?
With your...
Why do you believe in running your soul?
I don't know, some of you just look very young. Sorry, you're 22. There you go. I've got 2 years on you. Oh, that's good. You can come to my show. No excuses now. You shouldn't have said that. So it's called Am I Mental? And it's at the Highlander Bar in the city from the 5th to the 16th. And it starts at 8:30. And it's basically you just pay to come and be my therapist. It's basically
that's what stand-up's
about. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no leather couch, but there is me with a microphone and people just judging the shit out of me. And it's so fun. I am the living. Oh, that's gross. I'm going to put that on my posters. Yeah, everywhere. Daisy Berry, the leather couch of the comedy festival. Ew.
Well, only if you lick the statement like that.
Lick the statement. I'm a couch and people are licking me.
No, no, you're licking.
Best comedy festival ever.
Is this the show you did it Adelaide, or you were just in Adelaide?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did do it at Adelaide, okay. Which is, like I said, a fun city. It's not the city of churches, first of all. It's the city of fucking motorbikes. Oh, my God. Like, we've come so far in technology. Why are they still so loud?
It's unnecessary.
Like,
it really is.
I did my show on a balcony of a pub, which was, like, great, and it had fake grass. I was like, oh, this is so hipster of me. But fuck me, motorbikes.
Just during the punchlines as well. Like, yeah. They just had the worst time.
And then one night I cracked the shits and I was just like, fuck you, motorbike, because it ruined my punchline. And the new one is like, that was a bus. And I was like, oh. <don't care." laughs> So they were very informative.
Also, because people in Adelaide had just worked out the difference too.
Yeah.
No, that's a bus. Yeah. That big one is a bus.
They were just excited to know the answer. Yeah.
Bus.
But
yeah, that's right. Because the bikes kept breaking down. Like, no, there's big ones.
And you can carry lots of people. Yeah. Yeah, is anyone from Adelaide? You imagine one person hiding in the corner, just like, oh, I love my city. I'm never coming to Melbourne again.
They say terrible things.
Yes, they think they're so good with their cafes and shit.
They're open past 8:30 at night.
I know, 5 o'clock. Everything shuts down at 5. Oh, it's right. Oh, it's the, like, what, you're not allowed to have a life here? That's the rules? Like,
just go home and watch Leighton Hewitt highlights. I think that's what they're doing in Adelaide.
Great. Or they get absolutely wasted because there's lockouts. I remember walking from my show to another venue and it's only like 11 o'clock at night and there was this guy nearly vomiting on the footpath and I was like, dude, it's 11. Like, you've got hours to be like this.
And it's not even race day.
No.
It was cup day.
It was like Thursday night. I was like, Jesus, all right. It's committed. Yeah, you know, like, I hadn't drunk in a month and a half and I got there and I was like, all right. let's do this, Coopers.
She's been there for 5 minutes. She's like, Adelaide, you win.
You have defeated me. I can't do this any longer.
Tourism board's next.
Yeah.
Well, it is where box wine comes from in South Australia.
Is that that's the thing?
Yeah.
As in, they invented it, or it just comes from there?
Of course it did. Oh.
Because they made a whole bunch of wine and they said, but how are we going to transport this into the city? We're out of bottles. I'll just put it in this bag.
Yeah. Like, oh, the bag keeps breaking. Yeah. Cool.
Well, this has been fun. We might roll on to the next.
Yeah, yeah. Please, by all means.
So, guys. It's just to make it feel like I'm a professional. Please welcome to the stage, a man I've seen many, many times, and he does very, very well all of the time. It's Mr. Luca Mala. Make it feel well.
Yes, can I get this one? Yeah, thanks. Oh, thanks, good. Can I give it up for these guys? Hey, how's it going? You guys feeling good? Thanks for coming. This is lovely, right? You guys having sweet times?
Yeah.
It's good. I'm happy to be here. I'm a happy dude in general. I don't know if you can tell that from my fucking face. Yeah, I look like the door. The gate. It's fucked. Look at it. I have the kind of face, right, where everybody I meet assumes that I just had an ice cream. Which I normally always did. Rum and raisin at about 5 in the afternoon. Delicious. It was a good time. So who's having a drink tonight? Can I see you? You're drinking a beer? give us a yell. What's up here, is it?
It's a James Burgess Premium.
See? That's good times.
Oh?
Yeah. We got James Burgess Jr. in the crowd. Pretty sick. That's good. I will not be having, no offense, I will not be drinking tonight. I've, like Daisy, I'm not drinking. I kind of realised I don't really like drinking. The reason I don't like drinking is because I love it! That's fucking dumb. Yeah, that's silly. I don't know why I would do that. That's a stupid. It's like a joke book joke or something. It's like something your dad would say. I'm like, I love it. It's so dumb. I don't even fuck those jokes. I don't even like those jokes. I love them. Deep shame. That little twist there that I just did. I don't like that. I don't like it. I just hate it. I think it's unfunny. It's pretty good. Everybody's worried about you, but it's like, we don't want you to stop. It's great. Hey, do you guys ever do this one? You ever do this? You ever like out in public and you see like some weird shit, so you go to take a photo of it, but then your flash goes off and you're like, oh, everyone knows I'm an asshole now. That sucks, hey, that's so bad because it's embarrassing and you don't get the photo, it's the worst. But I worked out the solution, right? This is what happened to me. I was on a tram and I saw a dude who looked like Tim Allen, but like a Mexican Tim Allen. And I was like, it must be the best day of my life. It was a huge moment for me. And I thought, I'm going to fucking get this, put it on Instagram, it's going to be huge. And so I go, my flash went off, I was like, oh, fuck. And I think you just have to own it. You just have to own that moment. Just be the master of the fact that, yes, you're taking a photo, and no, you don't give a fuck. Just be like, oh, my flash went off. Like, I give a shit. I'll turn the sound on. Yeah, you know I'm taking a photo. Yeah, shut up. Look into the camera and say, El Home Improvement, take now. I recently called in sick to my work for the first time. I don't know if you've ever done that. It was great. It's weird that that's part of the like part of being Australian is like, yeah, I just lie to the place that pays me. Australia. It's weird. But I did it and I was like, it's the first time I've ever done it, and I was worried about how much I loved it. Like it felt so good. Like, do you ever do that? Like, how satisfying is telling a lie and getting away with it? You know what I mean? It feels like you're the like little sneaky magician, like, yeah, I can't come in. I'm sick. He went for it, fuck. It's just so good. Like, I feel like telling a lie and getting away with it is like, it's like the same as sitting on a toilet seat that's already warm. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't like this, but it feels great. That's like, I can't come to see because I'm work. That's like one of the top three most told lies, I feel. The only two things that, like the only two more told lies than that are like, yes, we will be together forever. And yeah, Mum, I can't wait to come home for Christmas. It's going to be sick. I love my mum. Anyway, I grew up in a country town, Echuca. Anyone know that place?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
No.
What do you think? Never. Fair. It's a weird, bad place. It's like racist and homophobic and backwards and stuff. It's like, I don't know, it's a country town. There's 10,000 people there, which seems like too many to still be sort of weird and backwards and stuff. But like, yes, there's 10,000 people, but 6,000 of them are wearing a free singlet you get with a slab of Jim Beam. That's just what it's like. The other 4,000 are just wearing those V8 supercar shirts where it's like, logo, 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 fight! Those shirts. But like, I just want to know, how many people do you have before it stops being so like backwards and stuff? Like, if it's 10,000, not enough. How much does that have to grow? Like 25, 50,000 maybe? You hit the 50K or whatever and the mayor is just like, hey guys, ding-a-ling-a-ling, we've hit the 50,000. Some of you know what that means. That's right. No more calling people who play soccer gay. That ends here. What's that? People who ride horses. Let me check the list. No, still pony poofters. Only got till the 75 though, so use it while you can, Jono! I'm sure you will! Woo! What's that up the back? Racism and treating all people equally. Let me check the list. That's weird. Oh no, there you go. It says 7 billion maybe. late. It is weird. Like, it warps your mind growing in a country town like that. Like, if you see a human being in the town that I'm from, they're definitely white and they're probably 55. I was 55 till I moved to the city. It was crazy. It's just like in my car, like, what's happening? It's amazing. But it's just like, because of that, when I first moved to Melbourne, I had this real issue with pointing, which I don't like saying, it's quite rude. But if ever I saw someone, not even anything too crazy, just like weird haircut or like a stripy shirt, I'd be like, whoa, look at this guy! Which is awful, right? That's a bad thing. But then I stopped when a friend of mine pointed out to me, hey, you shouldn't point at people, because it's rude, number one. And number two, when you point at someone, even though there's one finger pointing at them, there's three fingers pointing back at you, which, physically, spot on. Well done. Very clever. But I think what I was trying to say is that when you make fun of someone, it says more about you than it says about them, which is great. It's a nice little message. So that's why if ever I see someone that strikes me as odd now, I just totally go like this. yeah, thank you guys. Have a great time. Thank you.
Come join.
Doing this one?
There we go. The switch.
Thank you. Look at Mala, ladies and gentlemen. Try that.
Oh.
Am I on?
I'm so loud, though, luckily.
You are so loud, yeah. Unfortunately, the podcast doesn't catch how loud you are unless you have a microphone.
We'll try. Oh. I think it's working now, right? Is that working?
Yay!
Right.
Is that comfortable?
Not really. But it's fine.
And then gets comfortable. Yeah, it's totally fine.
How's things going?
Yeah, good, man. Thanks for having me. This is fun stuff.
Yeah.
Luna Park. I didn't think I'd ever do comedy here.
And rightly so.
Didn't think I'd ever do comedy somewhere where, like, 20 metres that way, there's, like, a 15-year-old trying to finger someone. But I've done comedy in that situation heaps.
That is just every day for Luke
Mahal. It's often him.
Sorry, that's not on
the yeah, see, that's
but I don't let any of them finger me, so I'm safe. Sorry, should I go?
Safe forever. So you're doing your show?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'll grab my flyers. You just keep, just fill for a bit.
For right now, I'm doing an amazing dance. Kick your legs.
I didn't think I had any, but I haven't got them cut yet, so I have to. You have to have four at a time. But that's good. You won't forget. So you have to see the show four times. Don't do that.
That's a rule for the festival, I do believe. For fly you take. No, that ruins it for all the flyer and people.
Oh, yeah. So, did you guys, with comedy, I don't know if you're into it or not, or whatever, like, you have to, during festival, you have to, like, stand out in front of town hall or in front of your venue or whatever and give people, I'm sure you get annoyed by it when you're in the city, but, like, statistics are in. That, like, if you fly 100 people, one of them will come to the show. That's true. That's like, that's the knowledge that everybody has, and still everyone's out there like, hey, do you want to come? This is the best. So stupid. So, but anyway.
So do you want to come?
Please come, is the moral of the story.
So I give you four flyers each, like half a person will come. I know who I hope it is.
He's looking at you!
It's the torso. The floating head.
Yes. We don't care about the bottom half. Your legs don't count for shit.
What an awful thing to say to someone. I don't care about the bottom half of you. Good day.
I'll say this.
You could be a mermaid, no one give a fuck.
Well, that's just all embracing.
Yeah, we're just super accepting of people. Like, if you were a centaur, also down with it.
You could have slid on here, like, slid in.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
and then fundraise to get you a wheelchair, because they have wheels, guys.
So tell us a little bit about the show. Talk us through it.
It's called Be Like Water.
Yeah, it's good. It's like my first time I've done a solo show like Davey. It's like me doing 50 minutes or so, and it's pretty good. I've done it in Adelaide and in Melbourne Fringe, and it's, I don't know, I like it.
Well, you got good reception in Fringe.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. It was lovely.
Yeah, you sold out fully, didn't you?
I sold out. I did an ad for Coke. Yeah, yeah, no, it was lovely. And then, like, because I did it in Melbourne Fringe, right, which is, like, September last year, and it went well. Like, I filled up the room every night and stuff. There was only a 20-seater and only 5 nights, but, like, I fly out 1,000 people, so the maths is right. and it went, and I was so happy with it. And then I went and did it in Adelaide, and, like, 30 people came over, like, 7 nights, and I was like, oh, yeah, I don't have any friends here. That's what comedy's all about. But it's still good.
Is there a connection to the Bruce Lee thing?
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool that you know. Yeah, it's like that's like an old Bruce Lee quote, and sort of martial art people through the ages use it, and it's, I don't know, there's stuff, it's not really about like fighting and stuff, but there's like a mention of it just in the, I don't know, just say, oh, you'll have to see the show to find out.
You'll give it away. He's going to give it away.
Yeah.
Really Bruce Lee.
Luca actually just does kung fu with the audience the entire time. He beat the shit out of me. It was great. It was so much fun.
That's why no one came in Adelaide. Everyone's like, I can get beat up on the street.
I need to pay for that shit.
Good times. What's happening? What's your show? Or is this it?
This is it.
This is the show.
Yeah, see.
Testing the waters for Comedy Festival. See how it feels.
Testing the what?
Testing the waters.
The water.
Oh!
Wait, oh, shit.
We choreographed that behind. That genius.
Yeah, this is...
I think
because
we thought his show was called Testing the Waters.
Yeah.
He didn't have a setup for Bill.
Yeah, no, it's called Testing the Patience of the Audience.
That's an hour-long experience where I just sit here and stare at them.
I'd say that.
Excellent. It's my show next year.
See?
It'll be on just after this. We'll do this, and then I'll drop the mic and just stare at them.
That's basically Shia LaBeouf. That's all he really does. You just need a paper bag on your head, and you're sorted.
He's my mentor.
Yeah.
Skype chat.
Yeah. What a legend.
Let's roll on.
Yeah.
I've got one more comedian for this evening. Sorry, I didn't see that. So, guys.
He had the egg joke, that's it.
He did a couple of egg puns. Served his purpose. Please welcome to Station Cancer together for the wonderful Vic Healy.
Thank you. Hello. You guys are going to stay here the whole time, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. No, it's all right. We're all friends. I'm comfortable. Hello. So we do the stand-up now? All right, here we go. I appreciate your effort coming out tonight on this Friday, this Good Friday. I mean, could have been rushing from family duties or trying to find a Coles that's open. Can you explain? Matt works here, don't you?
Yeah,
can you explain to me why the fuck Luna Park's open but no Coles is open? Can you please explain that to me? There's no answer there. It's absolutely crazy. But I appreciate you guys being here anyway. How fucking good's Luna Park? I'm sorry, this is going off material. But do you know? It's $50 for unlimited ride, but $110 for a yearly pass? How is that? And if you get a yearly pass, you can ride as much as you want for an entire year. Why don't you just get a yearly pass? Do you guys all work here or something? So fucking good. I don't know, does anyone work in the box office? How fucking easy is that sale? from what I was going to tell you. But can you tell me, do people not take you up on that offer? Of course they do. It's a bloody bargain. Right, I'm really glad.
She's lying because he always does this bit. It's all Luna Park healing ticket bit.
I swear, I came back here. I haven't been to Luna Park for years, as you can imagine. White area. I came back just last month and I was highly impressed. Not only that yearly pass, but everything's just so clean now. There's no signage. There's really great signage. But I'll tell you one thing that I'm really disappointed about. Where the fuck's the Gravitron? I came all the way down to the Gravitron, wasn't here. When did that get removed?
A while ago.
Well, that shows you how long I haven't been here for. All right, we're going to get to some comedy. thanks for being here tonight and listening to my thoughts on the finish that with saying I'm very impressed and I love Luna Park. I feel like it's Melbourne. I feel my Melbournean roots just walking out there. Just looking at this. Like looking at those people on that. No, the anyway, I should do some comedy.
There's one in Sydney.
Yeah, I know. So this zone. It's not this one. At staff parties or annual meetings, do you talk about the different faces? Like, apparently we've got a really angry face and Sydney's got a real happy face.
No.
No, okay. Actually, we're talking a long time ago.
Somehow we're
booking
Wikileaks for this.
Yes! let me do some stuff. I'm doing a show in the comedy festival. It's called The Vic Van Dyke Show. It's because my high school bully nicknamed me Dick Van Dyke growing up. Holy shit, the tone has just changed. What happened there? You got real deep. I shouldn't be talking about this. No, it's funny. It's fucking funny. She was one of those friends. She was my high school bully, but she was also my best friend. You know those ones? She called me Dick Van Dyke because she said that I reminded her of Dick Van Dyke's most famous character, Bert the Chimney Sweep from Mary Poppins. Yeah. I was thinking, it could have been because of our happy-go-lucky outlook on life, our cheery nature, perhaps our lanky limbs. Yeah. No, she said it was because I was dirty. How the fucking shit's that? But, you know, ever since then, I've kind of I've liked Dick Van Dyke. I do kind of see the similarities. But I do also think that she could have been on the ball, like ahead of the curve, and she called me Dick Van Dyke because she was kind of pointing out my future sexual fluidity. Van Dyke in Dutch means from Dyke. Dick from Dyke. Dyke from Dyke. Who knows? Anyway, only BFFB's best friend forever bullies really know what's in their heart of heart. But no, she was right. I'm a bisexual. But it's all new to me. I only just got with a girl, so just last year. I've been with guys all my life. Like, I was with my last boyfriend for like 7 years. So we know I like it, but this time I'm with the boy. It's really good. I'm really happy. But it's interesting seeing how people deal with this news. Like, I had a friend of mine come up to me. She's very happy for me, but she did say something strange. She was like, how's it all going between you two? Look at you. And she touched my shirt. I own one flannelette shirt. And I just happened to be wearing it. I've had that shirt for 3 or 4 years, well before I got into this lesbian relationship. And you know what? It's flannelette. It's very durable material. I'm going to have it for 3 or 4 years after the relationship. I'm going to go back to the deep. And look, we've got here fucking Luke and Matt. They're both wearing flannelette. And hey, lesos? Fucking David's not wearing one.
I don't actually own one.
Yeah, exactly. It's bullshit. We can't judge people on what they wear. I mean, I don't go up to guys who wear sunglasses around the backs of their necks and say, mate, where'd you bury the body? You'd be insensitive. But I do have this one guy in my life who, he's just so curious about my sexual orientation. He always wants an update. He's like, are you guys still together? Have you moved in yet? What if you want a baby? Who's going to be the carrier? Fucking hell, mate. I just thought, bloody hell, do your job, mate. And take my fucking coffee order. You know, I felt like taking him under my wing and, like, making him my sexual orienteering student. Compass, set of coordinates, they're taking the fuck away from me. And I gotta get my morning coffee. Should I go any further? Because I've got one more story. Should I do that?
Go on, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so the show is called Dick Van Dyke. Oh, sorry, the Dick Van Dyke Show. I should know this. The name of my own show. I'm reading it and I still didn't know the name of my own show. That's pretty bad. Dyke's in the title, right? Yeah? Dyke's a pretty rude word, but it's not the rudest word I've ever called. How fucking shit slut? Slut's a shit word to be called. A lot of ladies are nodding. Yeah. Why the fuck do we call that? We can do way worse shit than sleep around. One, leave hairs in drains. Two, light incense sticks. Three, I think the women are the worst at cutting in line. Cutting in queues, yeah. Actually, we could ask the box office team here. They're the fucking worst, aren't they? A friend of mine, he was at a post office recently and he was standing in one of those long lines at the post office. And in those post office lines, everyone's really angry. They're really angry because they're always thinking, why the fuck do we still have to send letters? Like, sending a letter is like asking your old man to help you move. The job's going to get done, but it's going to take a long time. With a lot of unnecessary steps and mishaps. Anyway, my mate, he's in this queue and he's about four to be called, and then this woman walks to the front of the queue, turns to the queue and says, are we served next? I have a child waiting in the car. Now, my mate is a big, tall, sassy gay man, very quick-witted, didn't miss a beat, and just turned to her and said, oh really? Well, I have two kids waiting in the car, back of the line. Now she called him on it and just said, really? And he just upped the ante. He turned to the woman who was going to be called next and gave her one of these looks. That's right, I have two kids waiting in the car. How many do you have? And she caught on straight away. She was like, yep, and I've got three kids waiting in the car. That was off down the line. I've got four kids waiting in the car. I've got five kids and six kids and seven kids. And then at the back of the line said, yeah, might have chugged out front.
Vicky Healy, ladies and gentlemen. Give her applause, yes. Fantastic. Sounds like a lot of fun. So,
I have a
yes,
joke.
Go.
It's off.
Go for it.
Daisy was talking about punchlines being ruined by loud vehicles. I have a similar story where I was doing a gig in Perth, and I was doing my big ending of a story.
The big ending.
The one that everyone needs to hear, and I hear a...
Oh, no.
And it's a couple, you know, they all fucking travel in
packs. Yeah, yeah.
And then I should have known. I mean, I'm there doing my stand-up. I'm about to finish my whole story, and then the sound is getting louder and louder. In the back, I see some women cupping their ears like that, and that is a sign to take a break from talking. I can't hear you.
You gotta
stop talking. I ran through it, I did my punchline, and I just went, oh, fuck.
Did you do it again?
No.
You just left.
No.
Too weird.
Can't go back.
No, you're doing it.
Yeah.
All right. This is what happens.
Yeah. Just do a little rewind. Here's the last minute for you guys. The back.
I used to have a joke where I said it was about one time I got home real drunk and I was peeing in my front yard and the cops called me. And part of the joke was like I was turning around pissing against my house. And then I was just part of the joke was like, yeah, and then what do you think is the worst noise you can hear when you're pissing? And then it's like, whoop, sorry, whatever. Just very quick thing. And I said, so what's the worst noise you can hear? And this woman goes, I was like, yeah. And she goes, she'd been like a nuisance the whole gig, and I was worried about it. And she goes, I think the worst noise you can hear when you're pissing against your house is this. And I was like, I'll never forget that.
You had a new punchline.
Yes.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Did she stand up, like commit to the bit?
Yeah, big time.
What a fuckhead. Oh,
what is she envisioning
God.
That is? Like when she's...
No, the question was just what the word sound was. It didn't have to make sense.
Undeniably would be worse than a siren. Yeah. I'm going to die tonight while I'm pissing.
Yeah, that's definitely the worst part is that she's right.
Yeah.
First time... In her life, she was right.
I'm assuming there's more to the bit after you go, it's a siren.
Yeah.
So it'd be odd to go, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so there's cops rocking up.
There normally is more to the bit, but not that.
No.
That was the end of it.
I, the other night, I'd had a gig, and I did that list bit just then. And when I got to the slamming door joke, the window that I'd just opened next to me slammed, and I just almost wanted to leave. I was like, that's the best thing that I should just retire. Yeah. Like, that is too good.
You could have a road crew, someone comes around with you, slams the door
just,
at that point.
And, and there's not always windows in comedy rooms, just have a prop window. Yeah. Like, guys, I'm just going to ignore this, I'm just going to leave that prop to you. You'll get it later.
Have you started your show?
Yeah, I started on Wednesday.
Started on Wednesday, excellent.
I have until the 3rd of April. Check it out. Good show. It's very funny. I've got a quote. Think of Judith Lucy with a tinge of Dame Edna.
Ooh.
That's a very good quote.
That is great.
Very good.
I mean, it's just her quote.
I say it.
That's a good quote. It is very good.
Fancy. Excellent. Have you run the show before? Is this the first run? How exciting.
Very exciting.
To get around that new fresh material.
The Imperial Hotel at 6 p.m. Remember, it's called the Vic Van Dyke Show. Do we want to read the blurb, perhaps? Stew comedian Victoria Healy lesed out and started to date a girl. Human sexuality is not black and white. Navigating it is tough. The ups and downs, the ins and outs. Victoria explores the new terrain with her spirit guide, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, fancy.
I love that Les Dow is in there. Best bit. Well done. Well done.
Is Scott Baio involved? Scott Baio? Is Scott Baio involved?
You lost the room.
Wow.
No.
I love that this is like Comedy Festival's the only time of year where there's 500 people walking around with like 100 pictures of themselves. You want to see me?
Want to hear a quote about me?
People have told me this.
He's like a cross between a young Kendrick Lamar. Oh, who said that? No, just me, just me. But it's a miss.
It's because I wear a gangster cap. It makes me Kendrick.
Yep.
Fully.
You want a picture, a description, and a monetary value of me?
$2,000. You're not planning on many to come to your show.
20 people is going to come. Yeah. 20 people.
Wait, can you do that math again? So you hand out 100 and you get
one.
Yeah, that's what all the publicity people say and stuff.
Okay, I printed out 1,000. So does that mean I'm getting 10?
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet 10.
That's a dedicated 10, though.
You're not putting into the equation social media. And tonight, I've got a good feeling that the lovely people here are on the Twits and promotes that way.
Aren't you guys?
Undoubtedly.
Yeah, you're the pastor. Everything he does for the next year, yeah. The price of like 3 of these.
Okay,
That's a no. That's a solid no.
It's a beautiful city.
It's not Adelaide.
It's not. That's Sydney's tourism thing. We're not Adelaide.
It's not Adelaide.
Face angry. The Luna Park face in Sydney's angry though, isn't it?
Why would you go to that face? All right. Well, I feel like this is. Reached its peak.
Reached its peak at the egg jokes.
But I'd like to thank you guys all for coming out. And give them all a round of applause, guys. Yeah, we'll be doing this again 3 more times during the festival. Thank you all for coming out. Have a drink. You've earned it. Thanks.